A led, kindly awareness meditation practice as taught at the City Lit and the West London Buddhist Centre. The purpose of the practice is to extend our awareness quite naturally beyond the boundaries of our own body, our own self, to explore our awareness of others, to enrich our own life with a deeper sense of life that is not our own life. We do this by engaging the amazing faculty we all have to conjure up another person in our own mind. So finding a posture we'll be able to sustain fairly comfortably, either lying down or sitting up. If sitting, it helps to tip the weight forward so that the legs are taking some of the weight from the spine. So if sitting on a chair, try raising the back legs a little. If sitting on the floor, sit on enough cushions so that your weight is not all bearing down on the bottom of the spine, and making sure that the hands are supported. We begin the practice by listening to ourselves, to our own body, making time for ourselves, letting the body speak for itself. There's no need for reflection or contemplation. It's not you looking at the body, but the body revealing itself to the mind, when the mind is quiet enough to hear it, and the mind finding itself in the body. The practice starts with this invitation to let the body get on with things itself. We can just get out of the way of the practice, but we can be aware of interfering, of trying to control. So we're making our attention to the body receptive, easing, a release of the body. Beginning with the face, just letting go of any hardened expression in the face. Letting go of the face we wear for others to read. Letting a feeling of sensitivity come up to the surface of the face. Allowing feeling, whatever it is, pleasant or difficult, to reach into the present moment. Feeling the long span and arch of the brow, and following it up to the top of the head. The eyes can drop back into the head and rest. Our attention dropping back into the head, into the back of the head. And then coming forward again, towards the ears, to the particular quality of feeling there in the ears, of listening, receptiveness. And then the mouth, the tongue, getting a sense of the jaw from inside the mouth, the nose, the cheeks, and the temples. And then following the in-breath into the throat, and feeling the out-breath passing through the throat. Feeling the breath in the throat, passing on its way in, on its way out, giving the feeling there in the throat time to emerge, time to be known, the things said and not said, always held there in the throat. So letting the throat open a little. Then following the breath into the chest. The breath gently opening up the chest. Feeling the movement around the heart. The upper back, the ribs at the back, making room for the breath. Allowing awareness to push through any armor there. Breathing into the feeling in the shoulders, the feeling of holding up, of carrying in the shoulders. As we breathe out, letting go of the shoulders, dropping the weight of the arms. Breathing into the feeling in the arms. And breathing out, letting them hang heavy from the shoulders. Noticing the particular quality of energy in the arms. The feeling of reaching out to the world, and then the hands, the feeling there, of holding, grasping, touching in the hands. Then feeling the breath in the stomach and the abdomen. Again, the different quality of energy there. And digesting the feeling there. And the lower back responding to the breath. The hips and pelvis opening up in turn to the breath, coming alive. And then breathing into the upper legs, the thighs, and letting them loosen out with the out breath. The flow of the breath, taking awareness into the knees, letting the lower legs drop away from the knees. Feeling the quality of driving energy held in the legs, the feeling of connection with the earth. Feeling the earth nourishing us through the legs, through the feet. And in the feet, the tender knowledge of the ground there in the feet. Imagining that the body accommodates the breath gratefully. Having a sense of the body appreciating the breath, the energy it brings. That it feels refreshed and nourished with each breath. And imagining the attention in the body as a tender presence. Imagining the breath as a kindness between us and the world. It is always there for us, unbegrudged. The world is not creating a separation between our breath and the air around us. We don't need to grab it. The breath is coming in like a gift from the world of life. And and the out-breath is the body letting go of its boundaries. So feeling the spine reaching down into the earth, through the legs, the feet, spreading out into the earth. Feeling our common substance with the earth. As the back softens, the shoulders drop, the neck releases, the spine can lengthen, reaching up through the back of the neck, through the top of the head, flowing up towards the sky. Feeling our connection with the infinity of the sky above us. Feeling the infinite sky nourishing us. Now we are settled, the body settled, the attention present with the body, in the body. We can start to deepen and extend this awareness through the five stages of the kindly awareness practice. In the first stage, we use the breath to bring a kindly awareness to our immediate experience of ourselves, to all of it, painful and pleasurable, holding all of our experience in the cradle of our awareness, not rejecting or trying to change any of it. We can start by breathing into any discomfort or pain in the body, and with the out-breath, releasing awareness around it and around our resistance to the discomfort, just allowing it to be there in the present moment, just the painful sensation here and now. Letting go of the thinking around it, about it. And then breathing into any mental or emotional discomfort or pain. Might be a feeling of fear and anxiety or depression or loss or rejection. Failure, humiliation. Again, allowing that feeling to be there, just as a feeling. Letting go of thinking about it. The out-breath holding around that feeling with awareness. Meeting our resistance to the difficult experience. Every moment has its own feeling. In this practice, we allow a friendly space for the particular feeling of the moment to become more aware. And as well as difficult feeling, there is pleasant feeling in this moment. In various places in our experience of the body, there will be subtly pleasurable feeling. Instead of dismissing or overlooking it, we give this pleasurable feeling space and time and attention, breathing into it, and the out-breath exploring it, bringing it out. then connecting with any pleasurable emotion that is there. Again, giving it its due attention. Whatever else is going on, we have a desire to be happy. There is that healthy impulse to be happy, an appreciation of life, whether our own or that of others. Maybe there is a little contentment or warmth or expansiveness or confidence. Might be quite subtle and half hidden. May feel as if there's not enough of it to bother with. That's okay. We just invite it to make itself known in its own time. Always coming back to the breathing. In the second stage, we start to use our ability to conjure up another person in our mind. All day we are doing this in one way or another. We hold conversations with people in our head. We imagine what they might be doing. So in this stage, we think in this ordinary way of a friend, a good friend. Decide on someone without thinking about it. So there should be someone there in our mind. Now, we may have a clear image of them, or we may just have the feeling of their presence, of being with them. This friend, this good friend, just noticing our own immediate response to this thought of this person. The feeling we get just as it is now. It may include one or two difficult feelings, maybe a bit of disappointment or something, anxiety. But there should also be some enjoyable feelings, and we notice that feeling in the body in this moment. A quite relaxed feeling, perhaps. A warmth, a certain openness, or lightness, maybe. But not getting caught up in thinking. So now in this stage, we're extending our awareness beyond our own feelings to include the feelings of this other person. And to deepen this awareness, we can come back to our own breath. Just noticing our own breath, feeling it in, out. And then bringing a sense of their breathing into our awareness of them. So their breathing, the friend breathing in this moment. Just now, somewhere, they are breathing in, they are taking in their experience of the world, pleasant and unpleasant. As they breathe out, they are letting go of their experience, pleasant and unpleasant. So we just sit with this quite real awareness of their experience of being alive, just as we are now. whenever the mind wanders, just coming back to our own breathing, here and now, our own breathing, our own feeling in this moment. Third stage, we extend our awareness a little further. We conjure up in our minds someone we recognize but don't really know well enough to call a friend. So just decide upon someone and stick with them. Again, we acknowledge whatever immediate feeling arises out of bringing them to mind. It may be nothing much. So we're not trying to do anything with that feeling or lack of it. We just notice it. Now we can make a start at deepening our awareness of them a little. So coming back to our own breath, feeling the raw reality of being alive in this moment, we then connect with this person's breathing. So they are breathing in their own life, their own needs and desires, anxieties. They are breathing out with their own sense of the impermanence of things, of loss, of time passing. Not getting caught up in thoughts, just keeping contact with our own breathing. Noticing any resistance to giving attention to this person. Noticing any desire to come back to our own concerns. And again, when the mind wanders, just coming back to our own breathing. And then stretching out our awareness again, reaching out to be aware of this person, just taking in their reality as being just as unique and vulnerable, just as alive as we are. Now in the fourth stage, we reach out a little further. We conjure up in our minds someone we don't like. But again, we don't need to think hard about who to choose. So just getting a sense of this person in your mind. Just decide upon someone. There they are. Now noticing our first reaction to this. Noticing any hardening or contracting in the body. And then maybe just checking that the hands and shoulders and stomach are relaxed, the mouth and jaw relaxed. We aren't trying to change our feelings, but we aren't getting into the story of the feeling. We're bringing awareness into our feeling just as it is. Always just coming back to our feeling just as it is. Bringing kindness into whatever feelings we have, whether for ourselves or for someone else. At the same time, we're also inviting our awareness to engage a bit more closely with this person that we dislike at the moment anyway. So we can do this by coming back to our own breath and then having a sense of their breathing. This person is at this moment taking in their breath and releasing it. They are taking in with each breath the difficulties and pains of life that everyone feels, the anxiety and frustrations of everyday life. And they're also finding pleasure and enjoyment and consolations from life. They are breathing out their response to their experience. And like everyone else, sometimes they respond skillfully and positively, and sometimes they respond unskillfully, negatively, maybe sometimes quite disastrously unskillfully, at least as far as we're concerned. But the practice here is just to have a sense of their life being lived in this moment. We acknowledge this person's place in our own life. And we also acknowledge that this is just a part, maybe a very small part, of their life. So always coming back to our feelings, just as they are, not trying to change anything. Not denying the feelings we have. But not getting involved in the story. Just the feeling in the body, here and now, whatever it is. just extending our awareness to include a real awareness of this person's life. Final stage, we again come back to our own breathing, and then we bring together in our mind all these four people. Ourselves, the friend, the person we don't have any particular feeling for, and the difficult person, the person we don't particularly like. So we have very different feelings, responses to all these four. And we can appreciate the richness and variety of our emotional response. Breathing in, breathing out. We acknowledge these feelings just as they are. We also get a sense of the friend breathing, the person we don't really know breathing, and the person we dislike breathing. Breathing in their experience of the world, breathing out their response to the world, to their experience. Can bring to mind other people. We can think of friends and family. So feeling our own breathing in this moment. And just having a sense of the breathing of others. Our friends breathing, all our loved ones breathing, each one of them taking in that precious breath of life, moment by moment, and letting it go again. And then we can think of other people. All sorts of people we don't know and we'll probably never know. And each of them breathes as we do. So just having a sense of that life being lived moment by all sorts of people, people like us and people unlike us. So we can think of people in this city, people working, people playing, people relaxing, having difficulties, fears and anxieties, and also pleasures and achievements and joy. And we can think of other people in other cities and towns and villages. All over the world. People living lives quite like ours, and people living very different lives, some people with very different values. So we think of people we approve of and people we disapprove of. Just feeling our own breathing and just having a sense of their breathing, their experience of life, vulnerable, impermanent. So we just have a sense of our own breathing as being an experience that links us intimately with all life. Taking in life and letting it go, moment by moment.